Ah, beloved ones, once again, welcome and good morning. I'm going to say that again because only this first row. Welcome and good morning. Now, wasn't that, people, that was so much better. No, did you not feel the difference? I said good morning, you were good morning. And I know I go through this from time to time, but I want you to understand the power of the word, and I want you to understand the power of vibration. When we set a sacred intention and we speak it into being, you want to speak it with power and authority, because you want it to demonstrate that way, do you not? So, you know, half-heartedly out, half-heartedly in. This is law. This is law, and you are all metaphysicians. So I want you to understand that when you speak, you want to speak through the presence and power of God at work. Even if your declaration is simply a good morning. Because what are you claiming for yourself? A good morning. So it's important. And I know, I'm here, okay, I just got here, good morning. But nothing, you know, it's so easy for something to become very rote. It's so easy for us, if we do something over and over, it's quite easy then to lose the meaning of the action and we fall into a just and habitual response in which we're not connected. You're not connected to your intention. You're not connected to the vibration. It's just something you are doing by rote. Good morning. Oh, good morning. Right? So if you're going to take the time to respond, you want to bring conscious energy to it. Because if you want the manifestation of what you have expressed to come, you must bring conscious energy and awareness to the thing that you are speaking. The universe doesn't know that you may be tired or you don't care. It's just going to give you the energy. It matches the vibration of what you put out. Garbage in, garbage out. Right? Half-hearted in, half-hearted out. A little bit of faith in and maybe a little bit of demonstration out. This is law, spiritual vibration and law. So, good morning again.
Good morning.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I could feel that. Woo! Yes. And see, I got the benefit of being blessed because all that energy was just, it went right into my spirit. I could feel it. So, what that says to me also is spiritually, whatever I am feeling, if I am in a low vibration, meaning that I might have entered in here and maybe I was not at 100% or didn't feel up, but when you gave me that good morning, that vibration stirred in my being and it's like, woke me up. Yes. Oh, thank you. It is a good morning. So we're going to talk a little bit today about the power of certain words. Thanksgiving. Giving, gratitude, praise, blessing, all of that. First of all, I can hardly believe that Thursday is Thanksgiving. I'm like, what? When did that happen, right? But I consider Thanksgiving as the start of the holiday season, regardless of what the commercials say, because they started Christmas before Halloween, okay? That's a bit much for me. For me, I think that Thanksgiving starts the holiday season, the holy time and the holy seasons. And Thanksgiving is a season of ripe energetically. You know, when something's ripe, it's, the harvest has come. We're in the season of the harvest. We're now gathering all of our bounty from the seeds that we planted, from the energy that we put forth, right? So we're gathering the harvest for us to partake of the bounty of the efforts that we put forth to grow that seed or to plant that seed. And so this is a powerful time to reap in due season. This is due season, the time to reap. So it's a very powerful time. And I like to say that it's a ripe time energetically, because it brings so many things together. You know, there's the gathering of family and friends and feasting in the gathering, right? And then we move to the giving and the receiving, the giving of gifts and the receiving of gifts, and following that spiritual energy and that law and that vibration of giving and receiving. We start putting that into flow. And then we have a celebration of endings and beginnings. You know, we celebrate the closing of one year and the beginning of another. So it's a ripe time energetically, a very powerful time. And spiritually speaking, I'm so glad that we start the holiday season off with Thanksgiving. Because if nothing more, it says that at least we have our priorities straight. Right? We start off with Thanksgiving, giving thanks. Because in 1 Thessalonians 5, chapter 8, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." In everything give thanks, right? "For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And I thought about this. Well, now, why would giving thanks be mentioned in this particular scripture as something that is the will of God concerning us? Because the will of God that we like to say in New Thought is absolute good. That's what the will of God is. God never wills calamity and negativity and harm upon you. So the will of God is that. So why would giving thanks be connected to this will of God concerning us? And it says, in Christ Jesus, which I say, in our divine nature. That somehow giving thanks must be connected to the goodness of God, because we equate in New Thought goodness with God, right? And God with what? Goodness. So this giving thanks, because it's the will of God in everything. Now, not some things, not just the good stuff. In everything, we are given this directive to give thanks, because it's the will of God concerning us, concerning our lives, concerning the goodness that we want. We should be giving thanks in all things. So good things, not so good things, things in the past, things in the present, and things in the future, everything. And sometimes I think, well, gee, I don't know if I want to give thanks for what happened in the past, because some of that stuff I could have done without, right? Some of it I might not deem was so good. But as I said, I believe in my talk that last week or the week before, whatever, that there is a blessing and a lesson in everything. And what we like to say is that everything may not be good or feel good, but there is what? Good in everything. Sometimes you have to look for the good. And so another New Thought phrase is, look for the good and praise it. Look for the good. In everything, give thanks. So for whatever may have taken place in the past, there are some things that I thought, oh, thank you, yes, it put me on this path, on this journey, at this level. But so did every other experience. It either taught me something or it brought me something. Something of maybe I understood something deeper. Maybe I've had a revelation. Maybe it helped me to claim the presence of God more actively in my life. Maybe I had to learn forgiveness. Whatever it was in the past, I need to give thanks for it. Everything. What Miss Smith said to you in kindergarten that you carried with you all your life, give thanks for that. Because something may have motivated you. Or maybe you have an insight that, gee, this is why I'm that way, because of this. Now that I see, now that I know, I can what? Change it or transform it or heal it or whatever. So everything in the past, give thanks. For what we have now, what you have in the present moment, give thanks for it, because it too will become the past at some point. But it is also, it has come to you to bless you. Nothing comes without a lesson and a blessing. So we must look for it. So you give thanks. Eckhart Tolle said, acknowledging the blessings or the good that you already have is the foundation for abundance. Acknowledging what you already have becomes the foundation for abundance, because when you can acknowledge the good that you have right here and right now, in that acknowledgement, in that gratitude and thanksgiving, you begin to expand your consciousness. You expand and open the heart, and it becomes the foundation upon which you receive greater abundance. So we're grateful for everything. And even for that which we see and hope for and pray for and intend and affirm for the future. Right? That's what our visioning is about. Giving thanks in advance is a powerful spiritual tool that we use, right? So I'm thankful for what will come. Now, I don't try to get into the details exactly how I want it to come, but I'm going to have faith that the good that I'm seeking is seeking me. Right? The blessings that I'm looking for are already winging their way into my life and affairs. So I'm going to give thanks in advance. Thank you, God, for everything. Right? The large and the small, I'm grateful for it all. The large and the small, I am grateful for it all. Because it's not the amount that matters. It is the strength of my heart and my gratitude and my ability to give thanks. So we're grateful and thankful for all of this. Now, we want to start off with this power and presence of thanksgiving. And it's important for us that so much that God said, look, I want you to give thanks for everything. And because there's a secret that lies within your giving thanks. The reason we are told that we should give thanks, because that very act contains great power, spiritual power. And knowing how to use this power, this energy of giving thanks, of gratitude and thanksgiving, will create and bring greater blessings into your life. And we all want greater blessings, do we not? Everybody wants not only to be blessed, but we want to be blessed and prospered, right? You want to be blessed and prospered in all things. You want to have an experience of increase of the good in your life, into your life. Is there anybody here who's not seeking an increase of good into their lives? We want to be blessed and prospered. So I thought we would take a look at the relationship of thanksgiving and gratitude and prosperity, to be blessed and prospered, and praise and blessings. Because all of those words, all of those things play an important part in manifesting the abundance and the presence of good in God that we are seeking. All of those things have a connection to the richness and the fullness of life, the goodness of life that we desire. So I want to take a deep dive into those words today. And if we don't finish it, we'll pick it up on Wednesday during our Holy Communion service. And by the way, Holy Communion service is the one time that we use the elements and of the fake wine and wine and the bread. But we use that service to really partake, to break bread, to imbibe the symbol of life, to give thanks for the abundance. And so hopefully you'll come out and we'll continue this message and lessons during that Wednesday service, our Holy Communion service. But I wanted to take a deep dive into these words: thanksgiving, gratitude, prosperity, praise, blessings, all of them. And I wanted to look beyond their common definition and beyond the common use that we have when we express those words, because sometimes they have become just platitudes, right? Oh, bless your heart. You know. Oh, thank you, dear one. But I want to get underneath. What does it really mean to bless? What does it really mean to thank someone or to give blessings? So to go beyond that to the spiritual power. So these words are actually spiritual tools. These are not platitudes. These are spiritual tools that we can use that will truly transform, heal, bless, renew, restore our lives and our affairs. And so I wanted to do something different. I wanted to, in my dive deep, I just spent time in the revealing word and looking up some of the words. And I wanted to start with gratitude and thanksgiving. Okay? So we're going to be working with the revealing word this morning. When I was coming in, I had just one little page. And normally I have my whole talk. And my mother said, you finished your talk already? Because I look at that when I'm driving. Don't worry about it. It's me and God. We got it. But I work with my talk. She said, you finished already? I said, yep. She said, one page? I said, yep. She said, oh, gonna be shot this morning. I said, well, maybe we'll see. Because I want to use this. So is it okay for me to go down? Is it okay for us to dive deep this morning? All right. Yeah, because you know I'm a teacher preacher. Sometimes I want to preach, sometimes I want to teach. And I can only do it as God gives it to me. So I thought we would start with gratitude and thanksgiving. All right? So this is revealing word by Charles Fillmore, the co-founder of Unity. One of the co-founders. Myrtle, his wife, is the other. And he writes of gratitude. Gratitude and thanksgiving are both necessary in demonstrating prosperity through divine law. Be grateful to God and thankful to the friends whom he uses to supply you. So I said, all right, let's dig in. Gratitude and thanksgiving are both necessary for demonstrating prosperity through divine law. As I contemplated that, I said, okay, we can demonstrate and we can manifest prosperity through many means, right? We can do it through our jobs or the investment in the stock market or through some other kinds of outward means. We can do it honestly. You can be prospered honestly, and sometimes we can get prosperity dishonestly. Not calling any names, but we can, right? Because I can become rich based on you and stealing from you, whatever. There are many ways. But he says gratitude and thanksgiving are necessary for demonstrating prosperity through what? Divine law. Meaning that there is a process, a spiritual process, which we can gain prosperity and blessings. And when something comes from a spiritual consciousness, a spiritual presence, or the source of all beings, it is greater than anything we could amass out here. Lay up not your treasures that you get out here in the world, but lay up the treasures that you gain in heaven, it says, consciousness, higher consciousness, because that's the source. That's where you have access to the source of all good and all blessings. So in order to start the process, gratitude and thanksgiving are necessary for you to bring prosperity into your life under divine law. Now, when something is a law, what does that mean? It means that it's going to work, right? The mathematical laws of multiplication or addition and subtract, they always work. 2 + 2 is going to always be 4. So you can hang your hat on a spiritual law. So prosperity can come into your life according to and by divine law, meaning that if you enact some of these principles, if you can hold on to some of the thoughts that we're going to talk about, and you hold it in your consciousness and work with it through the spiritual realm, you will bring about the good you are seeking under law, which means it must come. So we want to learn how to do it through the spiritual way, because you don't have to necessarily work by the sweat of your brow if you go to spirit first. Now, what it says here also is that, so we get it, we're going to start with prosperity through law. There's a saying that everything you have by right of consciousness, and we'll talk about that. Grateful to God and thankful to the friends whom he uses to supply you. So we got to start off using gratitude and thanksgiving, but you want to start off first with who? Being grateful to God. Because God is considered source. Be thankful to the source and grateful to the source. So it says, be grateful to God and thankful to the friends whom he uses to supply you. So there are things that come, you know, your friends or your job or whatever, they may supply you, but that is a what? Supply and not the source. We got to be having, we have to have our priorities straight. God is the source. These outer things may supply me, but they are the supply. And I can be thankful for them, but I must recognize that they are a part of what God has supplied. Right? So we acknowledge God. We're grateful to God. Now it says, all metaphysicians have found by experience. And are you all metaphysicians? Okay, just again, you're getting better from here. It went back over here. Y'all in the back. You're going to catch on soon. It says, all metaphysicians have found by experience that being thankful for what they have increases the inflow. Right? So, you know, and I have found that. That being thankful for what they have increases the inflow. Gratitude is a great mind magnet. And when it is expressed from the spiritual standpoint, it is powerfully augmented. I love that. Gratitude is a great mind magnet. Now, when something is a magnet, it has the capacity to draw something to it, right? And it has like a sticking quality as well. So gratitude and thanksgiving are mind magnets, that when you express gratitude and thanksgiving, that it acts like a magnet that will draw to you the good that you are seeking. And it will cause it to what? To stick. Because a lot of times you can draw something to you, but if you don't have that right consciousness, it just also passes through you. Right? You'd be like the people that hit the lottery and they enjoy it for like, you know, maybe a year, and then afterwards all the money is gone because they didn't have the what? Consciousness to hold it. So gratitude and thanksgiving is a mind magnet. So again, it has something to do with your mind and your consciousness. And when you really are able to vibrate that energy of deep gratitude, sincere gratitude, it's like a magnet. That good comes rushing to you and it begins to stick to you. Now, I want gratitude that wants to stick to me, right? I want it to follow wherever I go. There's a cloud of gratitude and thanksgiving and goodness and blessings. My blessings can't help but stick into my being because I'm a magnet for it. So that's powerful. And then it says, the saying of grace at the table has its origin in this idea of the power of increase through giving thanks. So we'll talk a little bit. The power of giving thanks is equal to the power of increase. Right? Yes. Okay, thank you, Rev. You got it. The power of thanksgiving is equal to the power of increase. The power of increase is equal to the power of what? Thanksgiving, praise, gratitude. Okay, so it's very powerful that we understand when we use that, we're not just using these words willy-nilly. So that's gratitude and thanksgiving. I wanted to, let's go over to praise, because this is the one that came up, all right? And then we'll move to prosperity. Now, I like this, since we're talking about stick-to-itiveness. He says under the word praise, praise is the quality of mind that eulogizes the good let me stop right there, because I had to meditate on that one. Praise is the quality of mind that eulogizes the good. And I thought, well, why would he use the word eulogize? And then the Spirit said, because when you eulogize something, you are remembering the good qualities. You are remembering that soul. You are remembering that instant. So when we get into praise, it actually causes the mind to remember the good. Automatically, right? When you start to praise, you are helping your mind to remember the good. Then it says that praise is one of the avenues through which spirituality expresses. There are many ways. Spirituality is our nature. Spirituality is the essence and nature of the divine. And the divine expresses in a multitude of ways. And praise is one of those ways. So is love or thanksgiving and blessing, all of that. So it's one of the avenues through which spirituality expresses. The purpose of praise is to awaken in ourselves a higher realization of the omnipresence and power of God. I'm going to read that one again. The purpose of praise is to awaken in ourselves. To who? Ourselves. Okay? It is to awaken in ourselves a higher realization of the omnipresence and power of God. So we begin the praise and use this quality of praise. So you have gratitude, thanksgiving, and praise to help us, again, to have a realization that the presence of God is at work. The presence and power of God is infiltrated in all we do, because it says it helps us to remember the omnipresence and power of God. So when you begin to praise, it doesn't matter what situation you are in or what the situation looks like or the circumstances. When you can give praise in the middle of it, it helps you to remember that the omnipresence of God is also in the midst of your situation, right? It's like Paul and Silas when they were in the prison, and at midnight they began to just sing praises. They were locked up and decided that they would sing praises at midnight. And who knows what happened at midnight as they began to sing praises? Go ahead, say it. The gates of the prison opened up. See, there's nothing that can bind us and keep us down. When in the midst of our situations and our circumstances, if we can remember to give praise, what we are doing is also remembering that the presence and power of God is at work, and nothing is impossible to God. All of my needs can be met. If I need the prison doors to be flung wide open, they can. If I need to say to this mountain, move, it can. If I need to say, peace, be still, it can. So we practice this power of praise to remember that the omnipresence of God is with us in this situation, able to bring us that which our hearts and minds and souls need. So then it says, prayer and praise change man, not God. Now this is important, because what we're talking about here is we must have a shift and a change where? In our consciousness. You got to move from lack to fullness. You have to move from fear to faith, because God is omnipresent. The infinite presence of God, as good as that, the goodness that we seek, is already, and it already is. You don't make it come into existence. It already exists. But what we want to do is to be able to bring that goodness into our lives and our affairs. So prayer changes us. It moves us from limiting thoughts. It moves us from fear to faith. It moves us from limitation to inexhaustible supply. It moves us into the grandeur of the creative sense of the universe. the vastness of God that is everywhere present. So it changes us from our small thinking into, you know what, everything is possible. Get the roof fixed. We're going to get this done. We're going to get new carpets. Why? Everything is possible. Because you have to have an expanded consciousness. So if we feel, oh, well, how's that going to come about? How will God work this out? That's none of your business. Your business is to get your consciousness in alignment with God, right? So that you become a mental magnet for the good. All right, so the purpose is to awaken ourselves, and prayer and praise change God, man, not God. The mental attitude that sets up, that praise sets up, stimulates, quickens, whirls into action, and finally establishes in character the ideals of which they are the vehicle. I'll read that again. The mental attitude that praise sets up. So praise automatically, it sets up something in your what? In your mind, in your consciousness. And it says that it stimulates, quickens, and whirls into action, meaning that praise has a vibration of movement. And that when we begin to praise, which deep gratitude, deep thanksgiving, deep praise, that automatically that sets up a vibration in our being that sets things into motion. It begins to quicken and it whirls things and it begins to move the things that we're seeking and desire. Something happens when we're praising.
This concludes the first half of the truth lesson, The Power to Bring Increase into Your Life and Affairs, Part 1. Please continue on to the second half of The Power to Bring Increase into Your Life and Affairs.